Title: DJ Friendly Intro Design from Scratch with Live 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, let's build a DJ friendly drum and bass intro from absolute scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock packs and stock devices. In the arrangement view, this is the advanced version, so we're not just doing 8 bars of drums and vibes. We're building something functional for DJs, readable on a waveform, and designed to create momentum without stealing the impact of the drop. By the end, you'll have a clean, club-ready 32-bar intro at around 174 BPM, with clear phrase boundaries at 8, 16, 24, and 32 bars. And we'll do it in a way that a DJ can mix for 8, 16, or 32 bars and it still makes sense. Let's start with the mindset. Think like a DJ. Ask yourself, if I'm mixing this in a loud booth, with imperfect monitoring, what do I need? You need consistent transients, predictable phrasing, and a low end that doesn't start a fight with the outgoing track. You also want obvious landmarks that tell you where you are in the phrase without needing to stare at the screen. Step 0. Project Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now do the most important DJ-friendly move. Place locator markers. Put one at bar 1. Label it intro start. Then bar 9. Label it plus 8. Bar 17 plus 16. Bar 25 plus 24. And bar 33. Label it drop. Those locators are not just for you. They force you to arrange in a DJ phrase grid. 8 bars, then another 8, then another 8, then another 8. If your intro obeys that grid, mixing becomes easy almost automatically. Optional, but useful. A subtle groove. Go to the groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 Swing 55. But here's the rule. Apply it lightly, and only to hats. Not to your kick and snare. Keep the amount around 10 to 20%. The kick and snare are the lighthouse. Don't wobble the lighthouse. Now step 1. Build the DJ drum spine. Bars 1 through 8. Create a MIDI track. Load a drum rack from Live 12 stock packs. Grab clean one-shots. The specific pack names can vary, but your targets are consistent. A short punchy kick. A crisp DNB snare for later. Tight closed hats. Maybe a ride or open hat that's bright but controlled, and a couple of little percussion ticks for movement. For bars 1 to 8, we're keeping it mixable and stable. Start with a simple kick pattern. Classic option, hits on beat 1 and beat 3. If you want it ultra clean for DJs, you can even start with just the downbeat kick and build up later, but two-step is usually a nice balance. Now hats. In bars 1 to 4, do 8-note hats. Keep them controlled. Then, bars 5 to 8. Move to 16th note hats. That's your first clear energy step, and it's something a DJ can feel instantly without you adding a whole new musical idea. And notice what we are not doing. No full snare yet. In the first 8, you can add tiny ghost hints, super low velocity, or a little pre-echo style hit, but nothing that feels like the drop drums arrived early. This is still the swap zone for the DJ. Now process your drum rack track with a clean, practical chain. First, EQ 8, high pass around 30 HC with a steep slope. This is basically cleanup. If the drums feel boxy, do a gentle cut around 250 to 400 HC, just 1 or 2 dB. Then drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8%. Keep it tight. Turn boom off. Seriously, boom off. Don't add low-end hype in the intro. Use transients, plus 5 to plus 15, to make the hits read clearly. Then a limiter, but only as safety. We're not trying to smash this intro. If you slam it now, your drop has nowhere to go. Quick teacher check, the intro rule is low-end discipline. The DJ is probably mixing over another track's bass line. If your intro has extra sub content, the blend becomes muddy and the DJ will either avoid your track or have to do emergency EQ surgery. Make it easy for them. Step 2. Add a filtered break layer for Jungle DNA from bars 9 through 24. Create an audio track. Choose a break loop from stock content. Anything classic break style works. Warp it. Use warp mode beats. Preserve at 1/16. If it gets clicky, try 1/8. Loop it cleanly so it's consistent for either 8 or 16 bars, depending on the loop's variation. Now the real skill. Automation. In bars 9 to 16, the break is filtered and low in volume. It should feel like movement behind the drums, not like the main drums have changed. From bars 17 to 24, you gradually open it. It becomes part of the energy ramp. Then in bars 25 to 32, you let it speak a bit more and then you cut it right before the drop. That cut is crucial. Contrast equals impact. Device chain on the break track. Start with auto filter set to low pass. In bars 9 to 16, keep cutoff somewhere around 500 to 900 Hz. Then rise it so that by bar 24 you're in the 4 to 8k Hz range. Keep resonance around 10 to 20%. We're not trying to make it whistle. Optional. Redux. Very subtle. Just to add edge. Be gentle. If you hear it as bit crushing, you've already gone too far. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the break feel present without just being louder. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. This is your sub safety move. The break is not allowed to own the low end in the intro. Then utility. Keep width around 80 to 100%. Early on, you can keep it more centered. If you widen too much too soon, mono playback can get weird. And here's a pro move: if the break starts jumping in level as the filter opens, put a glue compressor before the saturation with gentle settings. Not heavy gain reduction, just a little stabilization so automation doesn't turn into volume chaos. Step 3. Create DJ cues with snare signals. Bars 9 to 16. This is one of those it seems small but it changes everything techniques. Make a new track. Snare cue. You can do it in MIDI or auto. Pick a tight snare or a rim that reads clearly. Place a single snare hit at bar 9, another at bar 13. Then in bars 15 and 16, increase the frequency. For example, every 2 beats, then every beat as you approach bar 17. You're basically telling the DJ, hey, this is the phrase. We're heading somewhere. Process it for readability, not loudness. EQ8 first. High pass around 150 to 200 Hz. If it needs presence, a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Add a touch of reverb. Keep it short. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Cut lows under 300 Hz and highs above about 8 to 10 kHz so it stays controlled. If you want it extra readable on big systems without raising the fader, do this advanced chain. After EQ, add drum bus with low drive and a little transient boost. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. That gives the cue a click that travels through a loud room. This is important. Two snares are not a hook. They are signage. Step 4. Add no sub bass hint. Bars 17 to 24. Without ruining the mix in. Create a MIDI track. Call it bass tease. Load wave eatable or operator. The goal is a mid bass only. Not sub. You're suggesting identity, not delivering the payload. In Waveeatable, start with a basic saw-ish shape. Use a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Low amount. Filter with LP24. Cut off somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, and you can automate it slightly for life. Keep the amp envelope fairly tight so it doesn't smear. Then the most important part, EQ8 with a hard high pass at about 90 to 120 Hz. Steep slope. That's your no sub guarantee. Add saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on, so it stays solid at low volume. Optional. Auto filter in band pass mode with subtle movement for a talking feel. And keep it quieter than you think. If you can clearly hear the bass tease when you're not looking for it, it might be too loud for an intro. Step 5. Ear candy and transitions. Bars 17 to 32. This is where we add pro polish, but the rule is still one feature change per phrase. We don't just pile on tracks. We create contrast. First, a noise riser. Create a track. Use operator with the noise oscillator or wave-eatable noise. Put auto filter on it and automate cutoff rising toward bar 32. Add reverb with a longer tail. And automate utility gain slightly up into bar 32. Pro tip. Don't only automate volume. Automate tone. You can slowly push saturator drive up on the riser, and then tame harshness with a gentle EQ shelf down if it gets pitty. That makes it feel louder and closer without turning painful. Next, reverse cymbal into the drop. Grab a crash sample, reverse it, and shape it so it swells into bar 33. Keep it controlled, because the riser and reverse cymbal should support the drop, not drown it. Now the classic D-N-B move, a fill at bar 32. You can do a quick snare roll that increases density, or a micro amen slice moment, and then a hard stop. If you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat. Set beat repeat to interval 1 bar, grid 1/16 or 1/32. Chance around 20 to 40% for variation, or 100% if you want it consistent. Use the beat repeat filter, high pass a bit so it doesn't mud. Then do a quick auto filter sweep down in the last quarter bar. Automate a little reverb send up, then cut it at the drop. And here's the key move, create a vacuum right before bar 33. Silence is impact. If you hard mute and get clicks, solve it properly. Put utility on your intro group and draw a tiny 5 to 20 millisecond ramp down instead of a vertical cliff. Step 6. Assemble the full 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. clean mix in, core drums, kick plus hats plus light percussion, no break or break extremely filtered and very quiet, optional, a super quiet texture pad, but band limited, bars 9 to 16, signal the phrase, add the filtered break low, add snare cue hits, increase hat density slightly, or increase velocities, bars 17 to 24, energy ramp, open the break filter gradually, add rides or air hats, bring in the mid-bass tees that's high-passed, start the riser subtly, bars 25 to 32, pre-drop tension, full hat and ride energy, break nearly open, add the fill, reverse cymbal plus riser peak, then cut the bass tees and break in the last eighth, to quarter bar so the drop hits with maximum contrast. Now step 7. Make it DJ friendly in the mix, the part that separates cool intro from club tool. Group your drums, break, bass tees and effects into an intro group. On that group, automate tiny things across 32 bars. A small utility gain ramp, like plus half a dB to plus 1 and a half dB over the whole intro, can make it feel like it's lifting without you adding new parts. You can also automate a subtle brightness increase with auto filter and increase reverb send slightly toward bar 32. Now do the translation checks. First, solo the intro group and temporarily put your master in mono using utility for 10 seconds. If the hats vanish or the break gets facey, narrow the width on those elements. DJ systems and club systems can be unpredictably mono-ish in the low mids. Don't let your intro collapse. Second, put spectrum on the intro group. You want the low end controlled, and you want a smooth rise in the 2 to 10 kHz region as energy ramps, not random spikes. Energy should grow in clear steps that match your 8-bar phrases. Also, think about the DJ swap zone. At least bars 1 to 8, or even 1 to 16. Should be stable. Consistent kick pattern. Consistent hat grid. No sudden tonal bass events. Save surprises for 17 to 32. Advanced arrangement upgrades. If you want to go further, add micro markers at the end of each 8-bar block. At bar 8, 16, 24, and 32. These can be tiny, like a 1/8 hat mute, a short reverb tail throw on a cue snare, or a super subtle tape stop style pitch dip on the break in the last quarter beat. These become landmarks DJs feel. Try density automation instead of new tracks. Slowly increase hat velocities over time. Raise the break utility gain by about half to 1.5 dB across 16 bars, or start with a higher high pass and relax it slightly toward the drop for the illusion of coming into full bandwidth. And for real tension, the false floor trick. This audio version is shortened for playback.